And now the game where we invite on old friends and ask them questions about things they don't know anything about. That's our love language. We call it Not My Job. So 8 years ago or so, the movie director Barry Sonnenfeld came on this show and told us an amazing story about how when he was a teenager, he went to see Jimi Hendrix play at Madison Square Garden, and in the middle of the show, the loudspeaker blared, "Barry Sonnenfeld, call your mother." You see, his mom was worried about him. We're going to take credit for Barry's new memoir, which is called Barry Sonnenfeld, Call Your Mother. Barry Sonnenfeld, welcome back to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, hi, Peter.
The book is amazing. It turns out that you have lived a somewhat unusual life for a big-time movie director. But usually we think of movie directors as being like real alpha people. They're powerful. They've got vision. That's not you, I don't think.
No, you know, as I mentioned 8 years ago, I learned from my mother a concept of strength through weakness, that the more sort of needy you seem to be of other people's help, they will come to the rescue. So I surround myself with really smart people and really talented people, and then I'll like point and I'll stutter, and then they'll say, "Oh, do you want me to talk faster?" And I'll go, "Yeah, that'd be great, thanks."
Your book tells more stories about your parents, both your parents, who were, I believe the technical term is, a piece of work.
What's funny is neither of my Jewish parents wanted me to go into the doctoring or lawyering or finance businesses. My mother wanted me to be an artist, and my father said, "Do whatever you want to do, and somehow you'll make a living doing that," which is unusual considering he was bankrupt 7 times in my life.
Really?
So, yeah, he believed in doing what you like to do. He just didn't figure out a way to make money doing it.
Right. Well, he also wasn't that good in telling you about the facts of life, am I right?
Well, here's the problem.
Is that how he started his explanation of the facts of life? Here's the problem.
Here's the problem. See, Dad and I were going to go to a Yankee game, and Dad was my hero when I was about 13 or 14. And we were in a hurry, so I put on Dad's jacket and found a bunch of condoms in there, which was surprising since I can't imagine my parents ever having sex. So anyway, Dad decided to take that moment where I discovered he was obviously having an affair to teach me about the facts of life, and he got it totally wrong. He explained to me, for instance, that the only time a woman can become pregnant is during their period. So at least I realized why I was an only child.
Yes.
But I had to explain to my father that it's exactly the opposite, and he said, "Good to know."
You've worked with all sorts of people throughout your career. You started with the Coen brothers. You shot their first film, Blood Simple. What was it like working with first-time filmmakers?
We thought we knew what we were doing, but neither Joel, Ethan, or I had ever been on a movie set. I was never a cameraman on any feature film or anything close to a feature film. And Joel, you know, and Ethan wrote the script, but Joel had never directed, and Ethan was a statistical typist at Macy's.
A statistical
typist? The reason, by the way, he was a statistical typist is because since all he was doing was typing in invoice numbers, most people go insane, so they have to pay an extra 50 cents an hour to be a statistical typist, and that's where Ethan made the money that allowed us to make Blood Simple.
So really, Blood Simple was paid for Ethan Coen getting hazard pay for typing in data.
That's right.
I read you had no interest in directing, yet you agreed to direct The Addams Family. What made you change your mind?
You know, I really enjoyed being a cameraman. You know, I write about being a cameraman on Penny Marshall's movie and all these other movies. And this producer, Scott Rudin, sent me the script for Addams Family. And he said, "You should become a director." And I said, "Okay, I'll direct." This is the way I go through life.
Okay.
I learned it from Penny Marshall, as it turns out. In fact, I shot big for Penny, and after the first week, she came up to me the second Monday and said, "I tried to fire you, but they wouldn't let me." And I said, who wouldn't let you fire me, Penny? You should have any cameraman you want. She said, no, they wouldn't let me. I called Danny, because she was friends with Danny DeVito, and I had shot Throw Mama from the Train. She said, I called Danny. He says you're good, but I don't think so.
Well, Barry Sonnenfeld, it is always great to talk to you. We've invited you here to play a game. We're calling.
Barry Sonnenfeld, call your father.
So okay. You wrote a book called Barry Sonnenfeld, Call Your Mother. We decided to ask you about calling your father. That is, confessing to a Catholic priest.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
You'd be good at this. Answer two out of three questions correctly. You might win a prize for one of our listeners. No, you will win a prize for one of our listeners. Any voice they might like on their answering machine. Bill, who is Barry Sonnenfeld playing for?
Barbara Preston of Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. Ready to do this?
Yep.
All right, here's your first question. Confession can take forever if you've got one priest and a long line of sinners. So one priest in Indiana had an idea to speed up the process. What was it? A, a multiple choice form so sinners could just check off their specific sins and hand it in. B, a golf cart that allows the priest to bring the confessional to you. Or C, mass confession where the priest names a sin and everybody who did it just raises their hands.
Well, it's either one or three. I'm going to go one.
It was actually B, the golf cart.
No.
Father Patrick at St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Indiana likes to cruise around Catholic college campuses in his golf cart and offer the sacrament to anyone who looks guilty. You have two more chances, and I'm pretty sure you're going to get this. Sometimes a congregation's sins are too serious for just a couple of Hail Marys to fix, which explains why two priests in Russia did what once? A, started telling congregants to do 1 billion Hail Marys. B, required every congregant to perform an original song describing their sin. Or C, went up in an airplane and dumped a bunch of holy water on their hometown.
You know, I'm going to get this wrong too, which makes the third one totally useless, but I'm going to go with three.
This time you're right, Barry. That's what they did. Upset with the level of, quote, drunkenness and fornication, the two Russian Orthodox priests went up in a plane and threw holy water on the Russian city of Tver. So, there you go. Last question. Confession is a rite going back 1,000 years or more, but this is the 21st century, so of course it's been modernized. If you're a millennial Catholic suffering with guilt, you can do which of these? A, get out of that stuffy church and go to a confession brunch held in a Portland diner where a priest hangs out in a corner booth. B, join the church of a San Antonio priest who is now hearing confessions via Snapchat. Or C, join Uber Repentance, where your Uber driver will go to church and confess for you.
Oh, man, those are all really good. You won't give me a hint the way you will your panelists, will you?
I don't know. You can ask.
Okay, would you give me a hint,
no.
Peter? I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B again? Yeah, You're right, Barry. That's exactly right. Of course, the priest is using Snapchat because the images vanish, right? It's perfect for people who want to confess their terrible sins while with adorable puppy ears. Bill, how did Barry Sonnenfeld do in our quiz?
2 out of 3. Barry, you won.
Congratulations again, Barry. You're 2 for 2 on our show. Barry Sonnenfeld is a writer, director, and producer. His new autobiography, Barry Sonnenfeld, Call Your Mother, is out March 10th, but you can pre-order it now. Barry Sonnenfeld, always so great to talk to you. Please let it not be so long before next time. Take care.
You too, Peter. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
so
Barry.